Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Alyssa. May I please have your email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Mr. Trinket one. The one is a number not spelled
Thank you for that. Could you spell the email address for me, please?
7860 West WX Avenue.
Thank you
Hoop
for that, but
Craft.
I meant the email address.
Pardon me?
Could you spell the email address out?
The email
Yes, sir.
okay. It's either 7860 West WX Avenue, Schoolcraft, Michigan, or P.O. Box 653, Schoolcraft, Michigan, 49087.
Thank you, but I meant your email address.
Do you want the email personally?
Yes, sir.
Oh, okay. I'm an old 80-year-old fart, and I don't hear that well. I'm sorry.
You're fine, sir.
Mr. Trinket one at AOL.com.
And can you spell that for me, please?
Okay. MR TRINKET and the number one.
Thank you for that. And how may I help you today, sir?
Well, I'm trying to get a report on a vehicle I'm looking at purchasing, and I typed in the wrong credit card number. Everything's right but one number, and I can't get any further as far as getting a report.
Okay, so the only way that you will be able to receive the report is if you make the account online. We wouldn't be able to help you or assist you with making the account over the phone.
Okay, you can't do that.
No, sir.
See, I can't get my computer to change a number or anything. It's just one digit in the middle that I messed up with, but there's nothing I can do to effectively change that number. And so if I start all over again, that's probably the best solution I'm thinking.
Yes, sir.
Okay, I appreciate your service. Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. Is there anything else I can do for you today?
You have a good day. And maybe we'll talk again in the future. I buy cars once in a while.
Yes, sir. Well, thank you for calling customer support. You have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.